Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the premier source for all things sport and working dog related. You are now listening to the hottest canine show on the web. This is a Varsity Pet presentation of the Canine Sports Connection, where sports have gone to the dogs. And now your host, Steve Mize.
All right, folks, that's right. My name is Steve Mize. I am the host of the Varsity Pets Presents the Canine Sports Connection. It is daylight savings time here on the East Coast. I know you folks on the left coast don't get it. Love it. The sun is just now going down. I could still be outside playing with my dogs if I wanted to. It is awesome. I love daylight savings times because of dogs. Plenty of time to get out and play with them. Beautiful weather all the way into the evening. It's nice. It's nice. So, we got a great show tonight. You guys know I like talking about dog sports some, but then every once in a while, I like to bring you a story that just warms the little fuzzballs in your heart. And we've got one tonight that is an awesome story. We're going to be talking with Mr. Clark Roberts. He is a motivational speaker and author, and I'm not going to go into too much because I want him to tell it. So, we'll be talking with him in a minute. Got a couple things coming up. I want to remind y'all, next week, we are going to get raw up on this show. That's right. It is the most requested show that you guys have bugged me. I mean, requested for over a year. We are going to have a raw food special. We're going to have Coach Dan of Varsity Pets on with us as our special guest host. We are also going to have the president and CEO and founder of Primal Dog Foods, the nation's largest raw food supplier. Mr. Matt Koss is going to be on with us next week. So we're going to be answering all sorts of questions about raw feeding. It's not just about Primal. If you've got questions, we've got a guy that knows all about it and says he will answer any and all questions as long as we keep it civil. But make sure you let me know. This is you guys' show. You got to call in to talk to him. I'm sure me and Dan have quite a few questions. But this is what you guys wanted, so make sure you're here next week. After that, on the 25th, we will be talking to Cindy Duhan. Cindy is the founder of the Georgia Dog Gym. And we are going to talk about some of her amazing dogs. But one thing in particular, we are going to talk about freestyle dance, something that they teach over at the Georgia Dog Gym. We're going to talk about that and all the other wonderful things that her and her dogs do. And then going into April, we got a couple shows that are in the mix, just getting lined up. Looking like I'm going to be doing a doubleheader one night. There is another radio show about working canines and all about police and military dogs that have invited me to be a guest on their show. Well, the funny thing is their show is from 7 to 8 on Tuesday nights, and then they're going to turn around and be on the show at 9. So, we're just going to have a doubleheader that night doing shows back-to-back. I'm not sure which date in April that is quite yet. And then I am also reeling around here on the line, none other than Miss Melissa Heater. That's right. She's going to be on with us sometime in April. And I got a few other folks I'm chatting with. So April start look like a really good month. And I have some new Back to Basics articles that are going to be coming out. Remember, our Back to the Basics series is all about canine sports. We've had fly ball, hot dogs in the works. Hey, I'm looking for somebody to write an article on agility. If you've got somebody that does agility, they can get into it. I'd love to have them on, let them write my article. I've got a little outline. They just get to fill in all the books. All right, folks, so that's what we got coming up. We're going to get things rolling with our show tonight. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Talk to you about some Drool Fuel and VP Nation. When we come back, we have got Clark Roberts and his dog, Arby.
Hi, folks. This is Steve from right here at the Canine Sports Connection. And if you're looking to give your dog a competitive edge in any of the canine athletic events that you compete in, then I've got a little secret that I need to share with you. It's called Drool Fuel, and it's made by the good folks at Varsity Pets. And it is the world's most advanced canine sports drink. If you're ready to take your dog to the next level, if you're sick of placing in the top 4 or 5 and you're ready to start winning your division outright, then I'm telling you, you need to get your dog powered by Drool Fuel. Drool Fuel was created by an ultramarathoner, an Ironman triathlete, using the same principles that propel human athletes to success in the world's toughest athletic competitions. Its patent-pending formula optimizes muscular recovery. It slows lactic acid buildup, fights dehydration, builds lean muscle, and just gives dogs more pop. And the delicious beef flavor also encourages the dogs to drink before they're even thirsty. So it's a great way to help them pre-hydrate before long, tough events and hot summer conditions. So does it work? In a word, absolutely. Since I started using Drool Fuel with my dogs, Team Southern Charm, I have seen tremendous improvement. In just a little over a year, both my dogs have gone to world championships in Dock Dogs, competed in qualifiers for world championships in Frisbee, and overall just have more energy and athleticism, and I'm able to get so much more out of them during our workouts, which makes our competition so much more fun because they are giving me 110% every time. And I'm not the only one. This year at the 2013 Dock Dogs World Championships, the entire Team Drool Fuel brought home 5 different world championship titles, several top 6 finalists, and even a few new world records. So if you want to learn more about the real published scientific research that proves why Drool Fuel really does work, then visit www.varsitypetsonline.com and download the free Drool Fuel research white paper. Or you can go to the Canine Sports Connection archives and download the interview I did with Varsity Pet CEO Dan Schulhoff, the guy who invented Drool Fuel. Trust me, this stuff is not a gimmick. There's real proven science behind it. It really does work. Oh, and when you go to get some Drool Fuel for your dog, be sure to use the code STEVE, that's STEVE, at checkout, and it'll save you 10% off your purchase price. That's my little gift to you and your dog. So go get your first box of Drool Fuel. Start maximizing your dog's genetic potential today. Just visit www.varsitypetsonline.com, and I promise you, you won't be disappointed. Powered by Drool Fuel.
All right, so we are back. That's right. Make sure you get your Drool Fuel. If you're out there working out with your dog, go on hikes, starting to let them go swimming, make sure you keep your dogs fueled up. You want to use that Drool Fuel, I'm telling you. And don't forget, if you go to Varsity Pets and you use the code STEVE, S-T-E-V-E, saves you some money. So, you know, we can do that for you. All right, folks, we're going to get started here. We have got a very interesting gentleman going to be talking to us today. He is a motivational speaker, an author, got a beautiful dog named Arby. Clark, welcome to the Canine Sports Connection.
Thank you, Steve. It's great to be here this evening and sharing with you and all of the folks that are connected to Canine Sports Connection.
Well, we got kind of a rowdy bunch. We're a bunch of mutts. We got a few purebreds in there, but we just like to have a lot of fun. So I didn't want to spoil the surprise for everybody. I mean, I put your bio up, but between me and you, I know nobody ever reads it because they all send me messages today going, hey, what's on the show tonight? So that tells me that all the social media work I do, they don't read. But anyway, so tell us a little bit about yourself. I didn't want to give away too much with the motivational speaker and being an author, but, you know, let's give everybody the 2-minute Who is Clark Roberts speech.
The 2-minute speech, okay. Clark Roberts is a motivational speaker who spends time speaking to youth in schools, churches, business organizations, but you see, the real key is I am physically blind. Was diagnosed in 1973 with a disease known as retinitis pigmentosa, and over the years, first of all, I started using a white cane, then I use working guide dogs, but I spend as much time as I can speaking to students, speaking to people, helping them to understand that there still is life no matter what challenges come, because challenges are going to come, and when the challenges come, you have to make a choice as far as what you're going to do, whether you're going to allow that challenge to hold you still or you're going to allow it to help you to become the best individual that you can become. As Steve mentioned, I am an author. I have written a book called Wags to You, Short and Long Dog Tales, which is a book surrounding my five working guide dogs, the people that I've met along the way in regards to using those dogs, but also the journey that brought me to the point of wanting to use a dog to give me the freedom of mobility to go to all those places that I get to go and to do all the things that I get to do.
Well, that's a very broad nutshell right there. And we're going to go through some of that. I definitely want to talk a lot about the book and, you know, the fact, because I got to go to your webpage and see some stuff. So just so people understand, and if I'm prying, tell me I'm prying, but I like to understand. Tell us a little bit more about the disease. So you were not born blind. You had sight sometime, right?
I was not born blind. I had sight up until age 18 when I was diagnosed as a freshman in college. And when I was diagnosed as a freshman in college, I was very devastated, discouraged, and really even thought about just throwing my life away, ending it all. But because and through the grace of God, I still, you know, hung on to my life, hung on to the promises, hung on to everything that was before me, and realized that there had to be more to life than just the fact of living in darkness. And because of the foundation that I had been given by a parent, who my father, who had been diagnosed with polio at age 18 months and dealt with all of that, and seeing how he had lived out his life and with the polio, and realizing that he could do all the things that he did, and then having a younger brother who has Down syndrome, and realizing that no matter what happens and challenges come, that you can move forward, you can have a life, you can go and do things. Sometimes you might have to come back and do it a little differently. Sometimes you might even have to let go of some of those things that you think that are important to you. But the key is finding the things that you can do, doing them to the best that you can, and enjoying them and enjoying life.
Well, and here's my thing that I give. I'm ex-military, and I've got friends that some have lost sight, some have lost limbs, but, you know, as somebody with sight, I think it would be easier to have never seen or never heard than to have had it and then lost that ability. So just on that, you know, it's just amazing, you know, what you've been able to do as far as, you know,
right.
going through.
I think that for myself, I don't know, I can't speak for everybody who has had sight, lost sight, and all those things, type of things, but I am very blessed. I feel very blessed, and I take every single day that I still have a little itty-itty bit of vision that I still have for granted, you know, not taking that for granted, but considering it a blessing, because it is a blessing. And the fact of having had seen before losing it gives me memories, gives me video images, gives me video things that I can draw upon once people start talking about certain things. I mean, yes, there are some things that I don't have a clue as far as, you know, some of the designs, as far as what cars look like today. But, I mean, you go back to the muscle cars, I can tell you what those look like. But, I mean, as far as, you know, vision.
Trust
me,
you're not missing out on anything.
But, I mean, places that I've been, things that I've done, and realizing, you know, what the mountains look like and what snow looks like and what the ocean looks like and all those types of things, I can pull up those videos and remember those types of things because I had the opportunity to see before I lost it.
Well, and that is awesome. So the thing that I like, you know, we're going to talk more about this, that you know, I can understand the struggle. We're not even going to go into that part. But once you worked your way through the struggle and came out the other side, you know, putting yourself in a position to talk to people, to motivate or inspire them, to do all this different stuff with, it's Arby, right, is the yellow lab that's on the book?
Yep, his name is Arby. His actual name is Arbuckle, but we call him Arby because Arby falls off your tongue a little easier than Arbuckle does. But, yes. He's a 7-year-old yellow Labrador working guide dog. He's dog number 5.
Well, what we're going to do, we're going to actually talk a lot more about him because I do want to know. I know people, and we've had people on the show that talk about training guide dogs and therapy dogs, but I've never had the pleasure of talking to the other side of it, and you having to 100% trust this dog that, okay, you're going to do this stuff for me. So I want to go into that a little bit. We're going to talk about your book. Hang out with us. We're going to knock out a quick commercial, and we'll be right back with you, Clark.
Absolutely.
All right, so we are going to talk about our rescue of the week. Hit a quick commercial. We'll be right back with Clark. Find out some more about him and RV. Our rescue of the week from the Angels Among Us Pet Rescue is Dior. Dior says, thanks for checking out my bio. His life was recently saved. They're going to get him safe and warm, and information will be updated soon. He is a beautiful little border collie-collie mix, so he's going to make an amazing young little black and white dog. Make sure you check him out. Let's see if we can find Dior a home just as soon as they get everything done. You can check him out on our Facebook page or at the Angels Among Us Facebook page and on PetFinders.com. All right, before we go into our next commercial, we have to send a shout-out. Happy birthday, Charlie Sprocket. He is the dog that belongs to Ceslas the Logo Goddess.
We want to welcome the newest sponsor to the Canine Sports Connection, Ceslas Creative Services, better known as the Logo Goddess. If you've had a chance to check out the Canine Sports Connection Facebook page, you've seen that big, beautiful banner logo there. That is a Ceslas original. So whether you need company logos, you've got a bowling league that needs a logo, whether your church is having a picnic, a family reunion t-shirt, dog sports, cat sports, horse sports, hamster sports, it doesn't matter. Ceslas Creative Services can make you any graphic logo that you need. Be sure to check her out at Ceslas.com. Check them out on Facebook at Ceslas and tell them the Canine Sports Connection sent you.
All right, so we are back. We are talking with Clark Roberts. He is a motivational speaker, author, and as he was telling you earlier, he is blind and he has an awesome working dog named Arby. So we, like I was telling you, Clark, we've had people on the show that do training for, I don't know if we've got for the blind. I know we've got one that does autistic, epilepsy. They do those kind of training. But I've never had the opportunity to ask somebody just the most basic of question. You know, I love my dogs. They're awesome. But if, you know, to be able to say, okay, 100%, you're going to go out in the world and they're going to take care of you, you know, that's got to be hard. I mean, it's great once you get there, but what's it like going through that?
It is a tough process. I mean, when I went to go get my very, very first dog, I mean, there's the thoughts that were running through my being, you know, can I trust this dog? Will I trust this dog? How is this all going to work? You know, just everything that goes through an individual's being, you know, can I pick up the harness and give that dog the appropriate command? And even though when I do give the dog that appropriate command as far as to moving forward, how's it going to pull in the harness? I mean, there's all these things. I mean, when you're first getting used to it, you have no clue as to, okay, is it going to, are we going to go flying? Are we just going to go for a nice, gentle walk down the block? All those types of things. But, I mean, it takes a lot to get used to because there's all of these different things and different pieces that are out in society that you have to get used to, and it's a slow, progressive situation that you go step by step by step in getting there.
Well, and it is. It's. I could imagine. I've got a friend of mine that isn't. He's ex-military, and not legally blind, but he's blind enough, you know, that he's got a guide dog.
Right.
And we were at his house one day. And, you know, we were talking about it, and I, you know, this is long before I ever thought about doing a radio show. But I remember, like, trying to close my eyes and let his dog take me to the bathroom, and I couldn't do it. I could take about four steps, and then I'm, like, I'm peeking, and, you know, it was just like I just wanted to turn that much trust over. You know, definitely there's got to be an incredible bond between you and the dog.
There is an incredible bond that is between the individual and the dog because, you know, you spend 24/7 with these dogs and you go pretty much everywhere. There are some places that you choose not to take the animal or some places that are not the most appropriate for the dog to go. But for the most part, I mean, the dog can go anywhere legally other than being able to go into the intensive care floor of the hospital. Other than that, there's really no place legally that a working guide dog cannot go. So, I mean, you are together 24/7. So you have this incredible bond that is there between the two of you. And you work, and you never know how long that bond is going to be there as far as the dog and how long they're going to work for you and all of that. But, I mean, it's an incredible situation that you get to over a period of time when you first meet them. You get to know them. You get to learn their quirks. You get to learn their habits. You get to learn everything about them. And you have the opportunity to go out and work, but then you also take time to go out and play, because I believe that playing with a working dog is just as important as allowing the dog to go work and do all the things that they do for them.
Well, and I'm glad to hear that, because, like, I've got a really close friend of mine that's a canine deputy, or he's a deputy with a canine. And, you know, like, that's, you know, one of the big bond builders with him and his dog. You know, when they come out of the back of the car, it's a work. But when it comes time, they go in the backyard and play ball. They play frisbee. You know, he runs around and chases the kids. And, you know, dogs need that. That's what builds the bond stronger. I mean, it's just, I don't think
you know,
they're
the
going to grow. And,
dog...
and go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
When I was going to say, I don't think that dog, in my personal humble opinion, will feel a dog that spends time like yours and works with you and plays with you and does everything is going to have a stronger desire to help you and protect you. A dog that, you know, is out, you know, you get it, you go something with it, put it back, it's not going to have that connection.
Well, yeah, and I believe also, I mean, if all the dog is going to do is work, I mean, they're only going to want to do that for a very short period of time. And the fact that, I mean, you allow the dog to play extends out their life, their working lifespan. You also have to, I believe that also, even though that the dog is a working dog, even when the dog is out working, you have to make opportunities for the dog to be socialized, because a dog is just as much a social individual as people are social individuals and want that social interaction as far as that's concerned.
All right, so since we were talking about that, we'll go ahead and we'll talk a little bit here. Tell us a little bit about you and Arby's story, about how long you've had. Where do you get your dog from? Do you get them from a certain place?
Arby was trained through an organization called Guide Dogs for the Blind, which is based out of San Rafael, California. Guide Dogs for the Blind has been in existence now since 1941. They were established when people were coming back from the war, and people were coming back from the war without being able to see, and so they realized that there needed to be a tool that was put in place. So they put this school in place back in 1941. It's been in existence since then. Guide Dogs for the Blind received no federal, no state funding. They exist off of people donating money to them. They then very wisely investing all those money so that they can continue functioning. They allow an individual such as myself to get there and do all the training. There is no cost to myself involved to receive this particular tool, which allows me to have the freedom of mobility to be able to go out and live my life the way that I want to live my life and have that freedom to be able to go where I want to go, when I want to get there, so that I can have that independence to live a life. I go back to guide dogs. I've gotten all five of my working guide dogs from Guide Dogs for the Blind. I love it. I enjoy what they do for me. And they're doing a very, very wonderful job raising these dogs to do what they do.
Well, and that's, you know, those kind of organizations are awesome. Anytime we can do something to help raise money for them because of what they do, it's really good. Actually, one of my loyal listeners, a girl named Nicole Hample, used to live up in Oregon, and she was a puppy raiser for that group when she lived up in Oregon. So she said, you know, she's on the chat room talking about how great of an organization it is.
Yeah, and that brings up a great great aspect about the program, because what happens is that for those who don't know, the way that this whole program operates is that between about 8 to 10 weeks old, the school takes a litter of puppies from the Guide Dogs for the Blind, which are birthed down in California. They then place them in the hands and the responsibility of either a young individual in a family between the ages of 9 to 18 or even adult raiser. And for about the next year, they will take this puppy as it turns into a young adult dog, and during that time they do two main things for the dog. They teach it its basic obedience, but then they start to socialize the animal, taking it anywhere and everywhere that they can, teaching the dog that all the sights, the sounds, and the smells, which are normally not something that they interact with, are going to be things that they're going to interact with. Then at about an age of about 13, 14 months old, the animal goes back to the guide dog school and starts going through its formal training. I call that basically like the dog is going off to college. Once they pass through all of the phases of training at college as far as learning how to interact and work in the harness, they then get to go off to master school, which means that they meet an individual such as myself who's coming back to get a replacement dog or is coming in to get their first dog so that they can then have that freedom to be able to go out and mobilize in society.
All right, so let's have a few guide dog questions for those of us that are not smart. What is the average working life, not overall life, but what is the average working life of a guide dog? Because you've said you've had five.
The average working life is about a seven-year average, which is what they say. It's a seven-year working average. So, and that always really didn't. You never know that completely. It's an average. So, I mean, it could be more. It could be shorter. And you never know what's going to take that animal out of service. It could be physical situations. It could be mental situations. And then basically the dog might just get to a point and look at you and say, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. And you know that by the way that the dog is acting or reacting out in society.
Okay, cool. That's why I wondered, you know, if they only had so long. So what happens to them? They're not your guide dog anymore. Do they go find a family and
What happens is that they are retired, and here's the first thing is the individual user, being myself, has first right of refusal to have the animal stay with you as a retired guide. If I choose not to have the dog live out the rest of its life as a retired guide with me, they then will contact the family that raised the dog as far as the puppy raising individual, and if they say no, then the guide dog school will find a home for the animal to live out the rest of its life, and they have between about a 2 to 3 year waiting list for people wanting to have a retired guide live with them.
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine the temperament and displacement in these dogs. So that's pretty cool. I mean, it's stuff that, you know, if someone met you on the street, they're probably not going to think about that side. So, you know, it's just interesting to think about what happens. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about motivational speaking and who you talk to, what you talk about. And then on our next segment, we're going to talk about a book. So we'll be right back here with Clark in just a second as we are talking to somebody that has worked his way through some adversity. We're also going to now present our canine hero of the week. This one is one that is near and dear to my heart. It's a dog I've met before. And our canine hero for this week is a local dog, a dog I've actually had the pleasure of meeting. His name is Boogie, and he is part of the Douglas County Sheriff's Department Canine Unit. On the 7th of March, they announced that they were officially retiring Canine Boogie from service after a stellar 7.5-year career with Douglas County Sheriff's Department Canine Unit. He will be retired to Sergeant Ryan Caldwell and his family. Please honor Boogie and other service dogs. And the citizens of Douglas County want to say thank you so much. We appreciate all your service. It is time for Canine Boogie to have some fun. Don't worry, Ace and Milo and the rest of them are still going to keep tracking down the bad guys for you, Boogie. But Boogie is our canine hero.
Hi, I'm Courtney, proud teammate of Kane, a Great Dane who loves the sport of dock diving. Now, Danes are known to have a short average lifespan of only about 7 years, and like other large and active breeds, are prone to joint trouble. Well, Kane is nearly 8 years old, and despite his age, size, and rigorous workouts, remains joint problem free. Without the distraction of joint pain, Kane continues to excel in his sport. In fact, he recently set a new Big Air personal best of 20 feet 6 inches and is inching closer to the 8-foot mark in extreme vertical. I trust Kane's joint comfort to the folks at InClover. InClover is based out of Colorado and makes supplements for dogs, cats, and horses. About 4 years ago, my veterinarian recommended their joint supplement, Connectin, and Kane has been using it ever since. Connectin was developed by InClover owner and biochemist Rebecca Rose. Connectin is the only complete patented formula containing all three joint building blocks the healthy body normally produces, plus 9 natural herbs which provide an optimal delivery system to support joint health and overall comfort fast. Connectin was proven in university studies using state-of-the-art force plate analysis to show better mobility in just 15 days, and it's 100% satisfaction guaranteed. To find a retailer near you or to learn about InClover's full line of products for joint, dental, skin, and digestive health, visit InClover.com.
All right, so we're going to be better with Clark Roberts. So how did you, you know, what kind of led you into the whole motivation speaking aspect, you know, from, I don't even know what did you do before, I guess is the way to put that.
Well, here's how I kind of ended up in this whole thing, Steve. I moved back to the Seattle area in 1989 as I was walking through a divorce. And a friend of my sister's, who was a speech and drama teacher in a local high school, came to me one day at church, and he says, Clark, he says, would you be interested in coming in and talking to my speech and drama kids about living life without one of the senses? I said, sure. Went in and did that. He came to me after I had done that. He says, Clark, how would you like to come back next semester? I said, sure, we can do that. And over the next couple of years, things just started happening. Places kept opening up as far as different schools, different people coming to me, asking me to come and to speak. And then a cousin of mine who was involved with the National Speakers Association said, Clark, I think you're just backing yourself into a speaking business. And I kind of did the backpedal and going, what am I doing here? And so before I knew it, realizing that I was spending my time going into schools, youth groups, churches, business organizations, sharing my life story and helping people to understand that when challenges happen, that life doesn't stop. I used to look at the fact of, you know, if challenges come, it's not so much as if challenges come, but it's when challenges come. What are you going to do with it? Are you going to allow that challenge to capture you and hold you still for the rest of your life? Or are you going to let that challenge mold you, shape you, formulate you into the best individual so that you can then go back out into life and have that life as full and exciting as it is? Because the fact is, life is a gift. Sometimes you just have to unwrap it and then cherish every single moment that life gives you.
Well,
so that's kind of how I just got to where I am.
Well, and I've said this for a long time, that it's amazing the journey that our lives can lead us. You know, a little bit over a year and a half ago, I was, you know, working in a plastics manufacturing plant, making halfway decent money, and just kind of hitting or missing doing stuff with my dogs. And now I've got a weekly radio show. You know, I'm working in the dog industry in a full-time and a part-time job. I mean, it's amazing the left-turn journey, you know, when you're just like, oh, I'm going to follow it where it takes you.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, I never would have dreamed that this is what I would be doing. I never would have dreamed that I would be sitting, you know, in the shoes of blindness. I mean, at age 18, I had my life all laid out before me. I mean, I was expecting to be out on my own, all the adventures, all the dreams, all the people that I felt that I was going to meet. And then all of a sudden, you know, a doctor touched off a time bomb in my lap, basically stating within the next, he stated to me that, you know, within the next 15 years, I would be totally blind. It didn't take 15 years, but it took about five. And it was like going, oh, my goodness, now what do I do? Can I even first of all, it was the fact of grappling with the whole aspect of can I even have a life? Because at that particular point in time, all that I knew about blindness and all I knew about blind people was not much. They didn't get to really, truly have a life, and I didn't want that garbage. But, I mean, as I've walked through the struggles, I've walked through the trials and everything else, I've come to realize that, yeah, maybe it's, you have to do things a little differently. But I can still go out and do all of the crazy things that I want to do as far as being outdoors, bicycling, skiing, snow skiing, water skiing, playing with my dog, working my dog, enjoying life to the fullest. And that's the key for anybody that has been involved or face-to-face with any kind of challenge is the fact of going, okay, am I going to allow this to capture me, hold me here, or am I going to say, you know what? This is who I am. This is what I've got. How can I move forward, and how can I still go have that life?
Hmm. Definitely. Just that in itself, you know, when you say all that, I try to think about what would happen if that changed with me. And, you know, it really does. It makes you as an individual look at yourself and go, hey, do I have the strength and intestinal fortitude to push through this? So we're going to take one more quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the book. And we've got some questions from some folks in the chat room. If anybody wants to call in and talk to Clark, the phone number to call in is 347-850-1554. That's 347-850-1554. You can call in and talk to him straight away here in just a minute when we come back from a commercial and we get talking about, and it just completely escaped my mind. What's the name of the
Wags
book?
Wags to You, Short and Long Dog Tales.
I knew I couldn't remember the second part. Wags to You. I like that. I'm going to have to remember that. All right, so we'll be right back with you. All right, that means it's time for our folks that got out and did something with their dogs. It is time for Wagon Rights. That's right. It is time for Wagon Rights. Folks, I know summer is right up on us. We are hitting spring now. Some of you folks up north are just starting to thaw out, but make sure you post your hashtag Wagon Rights. Let us know what your dog's doing. Our first one is coming out of that team Bo Knows, but it's not Bo. It says that Bo Knows Super Pup Sago, who is the daughter of Tahoe, reached 6'10 this weekend in EV. Crazy little Super Pup has only been swimming since late January. Looks like she's going to try to catch her big brother, Bo. Crystal McLaren's very proud of that little pup. Way to go, Sago. And the next dogs seem to be hitting us every week for a wagon ride, whether it's dock diving or trick training or whatever. I'm telling you, these two dogs make it every week. But we do have to give wagon rights to Kristen Horvath and Arrow and Sarah Horvath and Sketch. They both earned their Do More With Your Dog Intermediate Trick Dog Certificates. Very impressive, ladies. Good job. Way to go, Arrow and Sketch. Folks, those are your wagon rights.
Are you looking for a safe, reliable pet transport company? Then Wanna-Go Pet Transport is the answer. They are based in Virginia and are dedicated to the safe, clean, reliable, and caring ground transportation for all your household pets. They believe ground transportation is a safer and more stable option for your pet, and they will transport any breed, including those not able to fly. Wanna-Go is a USDA licensed and insured pet transportation company that follows strict guidelines for comfort, safety, and health. Wanna-Go offers the following nationwide services. Moving? There's so much to do, and moving can be very stressful on your pet. Wanna-Go lets you get settled into your new home, and they will bring your pets to you. They also offer a great military discount. Wanna-Go offers discounts for rescue transports and works with many large and small rescues to meet your unique needs. Wanna-Go offers delivery of newly adopted or purchased pets all across the country. If you're going on a long vacation in the U.S. or going to be splitting time between homes and want your pet there but don't want to risk flying them, Wanna-Go can get them there safely and bring them home when you return. And if you have a unique situation, no problem. Call Jeff at 757-570-5870 and he will help you out. And be sure to check them out on Facebook and on their website at WannaGoPetTransport.com. Tell them Canine Sports Connection sent you.
All right, we are here with Clark Roberts. Again, the phone number to call is 347-850-1554 or any of our folks in the chat room. If you got a question, you guys know, you can just type it and I'll be able to ask him. I know we got some folks out there listening on all different manners. So I've been saying you're an author and you were just telling me that the book actually isn't out yet. So when is the projected release date of the book?
I would hope that the book is going to be out by no later than probably middle to end of May.
Okay, cool. That's not too far away. So can you tell us a little bit about it, or is it top secret you have
to buy? Absolutely. Of course, the title of the book is Wags to You, Short and Long Dog Tales. The book is based around my five working guide dogs, the stories that have come from all of them, and then some compilated stories that have been sent to me by other guide dog users, guide dog raisers, and then just a few other short dog stories. And then it's also about the people that I have met throughout the journey as far as using a working guide dog, people that have been connected to the dogs because of the leash. And then the beginning of the book is the journey that brought me to the point of using a working guide dog.
So, I mean, I like the idea of the different stories. So that's going to be something that's, you know, not just people that are affected or are connected to somebody affected by blindness, just dog lovers, dog people in general. It appeals to everybody.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and it also explains some of the process as far as going and getting a working guide, as far as it also talks about the process of going through the loss of a working guide dog. So, I mean, it's basically all of the stages involved for an individual such as myself in what I've been through. And then, you know, there's a lot of the stories, I mean, they touch a lot of different aspects of a person's heart as far as stories and all of that and such, you know. So, I mean, it's just, you know, a great book. I mean, I can share a couple of little stories with you real quickly. I mean, one of the first ones that comes to my mind happened with the dog that I had before, Arby. She was a black Labrador. Her name was Lacey. When I got her, she was about 18 months old and had already racked up 150,000 air miles because she'd been raised by an individual who was a computer consultant out of the San Francisco Bay Area. When Rand started training Lacey to become a working guide, I mean, he figured, okay, you know, I've been given this puppy. I'm supposed to take her anywhere, everywhere, and give her opportunities to get interacted with society. So at about 11 weeks old, he needed to fly from San Francisco to Denver for business. So he figures, I'm going to take Lacey with me. First airplane ride. He gets on the airplane in San Francisco and basically gets her all situated on the floor. She's got her little green jacket on that says, I'm a guide puppy in training. And she gets situated on the floor, and basically the plane gets out on the tarmac, and the plane takes off. The plane's just basically up in this nice arc, climbing up to about 30,000 feet. And Rand looks down on the floor and goes, where's my puppy? About seven rows back, this lady goes, she says, I got a puppy. This puppy's at her feet because she slid right in underneath the seat.
Oh, gosh.
So for the next 45 minutes between San Francisco to Salt Lake, because he wasn't flying nonstop to Denver, it takes him 45 minutes to get his puppy back because the puppy's being cuddled by every individual that it gets passed to. So he gets off the plane in Salt Lake. He goes out, takes care of her business. He comes back. He gets on the plane in Salt Lake to fly from Salt Lake to Denver. And as he's sitting there on the tarmac, he goes, he says, "That didn't work. What can I do with her?" And he's looking around. He gets this aha moment. He says, "Aha." He pulls the magazine rack back. He empties the magazines. And he puts this 11-week-old puppy, and there she was, content with her head and her paws hanging out. Like, he says, "I don't know where we're going, but let's go."
I can just see that now.
And that actually, we were able to recreate the picture of that situation through some great, wonderful people here in the Seattle area through the Museum of Flight, and was able to then go get a puppy about the same age and recreated the picture. So that actual picture of that particular situation is actually in the book. So, I mean, there's that story, then there's some stories about, you know, all of my dogs, you know, I mean, Arby, my dog that I have now, has this very quirky behavior, quirky nature. He doesn't really like water. He's a Labrador, but he doesn't really like water. He gets into his chest, and that's deep enough. He has been in to really, truly swim about three times. When the boy gets in to swim, he gets in and he swims with his mouth open so that he's going to drink as much water as he can before he gets back to the beach. Yeah, he's a waterlogged dog.
We joke all the time because I compete dock diving. Come on, find your inner lab. You can swim. When we get labs that don't know how to swim, we're like, it's in there. It's buried. Come on, you can do this. So I'm just curious, and you know, I've worked as a dog trainer, and on this show, we're all adults, and we're very forward about stuff. And we joke sometimes about in training, I don't know the proper terminology, so I'm just going to say it, that we get stupid questions sometimes from people about training. I'm sure that in your situation, you have had people that have probably said some pretty funny things that may not have been the most intelligent thing that ever came out of their mouth. I can just imagine you probably could write a whole chapter about dealing with other people and the fact, you know, I'm sure people have probably asked you why you've had a dog somewhere because they don't see the vest and the harness and everything else.
The other thing is that they look at me in the fact of going, are you sure you're really blind? I mean, half of my family doesn't even believe that I am blind. So they're like going, okay, so what are you doing with this dog? Why do you need this dog? You know, but I mean, a couple of things that really come to my mind, you know, is not so much as far as questions, but it's things that people do. I mean, you can be standing on a street corner and you're asking somebody for directions and they'll basically reach their arm out and they'll point in the direction that you need to go. And you're like going, okay, so what good is that going to do me? Or the fact, I mean, I can remember a situation that I was standing at a street corner getting ready to cross this intersection. Actually, I really wasn't going to cross the intersection. I was getting my bearings as far as where I was actually going. And this car pulls up, there was a crosswalk. Car pulls up, stops at the crosswalk. The driver gets out, runs around the car, takes me by the elbow, and walks me across the street. And I just said, thank you very much, waited for the individual to leave, and then I recrossed the intersection and went the direction that I wanted to go.
Well, you can't knock him for trying.
No, I couldn't. I mean, I was laughing, but at the same time, I'm like, well, you know what? Thank you very much. You know, that you were doing what you thought that I needed, and you know, there you go. So, but you know, and basically what I tell kids or people when I talk to them in schools, because I try to always make sure that there's time for question and answer time, which is my favorite time of my presentations, I tell them there is not a dumb or a wrong question to ask, because how do people get educated? How do people know? If you never ever ask the question, you never get an answer. You never find out. And most of the times, how many times do people have the opportunity to rub shoulders with somebody who's blind or in a wheelchair or deaf or anything that we think is different? So if you never ask the questions when you're around them, you never know. You never find out.
I bet you have gotten some of the most amazing and interesting questions from kids.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Asked about any particular way that you could imagine it. I think probably, you know, one question that kind of took me by surprise several years ago, I was talking to a group of fifth or sixth graders, I think that's about the age bracket, and this girl asked me this question. She goes, she says, okay, Mr. Roberts, she says, has anything good come out of your blindness? And, I mean, I wasn't exactly expecting that particular question at the point in time, so I took a real quick breath, and I go, yeah, there is. I said, the fact is that when I meet people, I don't look at that particular individual because I can't look at them physically and judge them as far as the fact that you're too tall, you're too short, you've got crooked ears, you've got a crooked nose. And that's what at times a lot of us do. We look at these people and we size them up and go, don't want to be your friend. And then you never get to meet the individual that's on the inside that a lot of people never, ever get to see.
Well, and that, you know, there's been a lot of good that comes from it. If you look at the fact that, you know, your dedication and drive to not let it stop you and maybe even go into a new direction, you know, I guarantee you there's somebody that was at that crossroads that's met you, talked to you, that, you know, you were able to keep them from going that way. So, you know.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and as far as those types of situations, I have no idea how many people that I have touched, met, you know, and I mean, I know a few because I've had emails from people and students and that type of thing that have told me, Mr. Roberts, because of what you shared today when you came into my school, I basically decided that my life was still good enough that I wasn't going to throw it away. And I go, you know what? That was more valuable than getting a paycheck from even being there, because if I can save one individual's life from throwing it away, then it makes everything valid, valuable, and worthwhile. Because I try to tell people, you know what? You do have potential. You do have talent. You do have ability. Tap into it. Use it and go out and do something.
All right. Well, I don't see anybody calling in. I've got a few questions. As far as I wish they were walking and crossing the street, but just daily life, what are some of the things that RB does for you? I mean, I can think of a million things, you know, with my four dogs laying around me being completely lazy that they wouldn't do anything. But, I, you know, what are just some of the daily things that he can do for you that most people might take for granted?
Daily things that he does for me makes me smile, you know, makes me laugh over the fact that, I mean, realizing that, okay, you are a working guy that is going to make it possible for me to get from point A to point B, but also knowing that you have a personality that never quits. You're going to continue to make me laugh, encourage me because of who you are and what you do, you know, in his quirky behavior. So I think that's just as valuable as knowing that, okay, I can place the harness on you, I can grab a hold of the leash and the harness, and we can walk outside from point A to point B and get there, and knowing that he's still an animal that still wants to please me, encourage me, and be my best friend.
Awesome. Well, Clark, I want to thank you so much for taking some time and talking to us.
Oh,
I can't wait to see, because, you know, like this show, even though it's live now, as soon as I save it, it becomes a podcast. People can share it. So, folks, when you listen to this show, click on the link, share it with your friends. Awesome story. We will keep in touch with Clark when the book is released. We'll do a big post about that. I'm sure it's going to, you know, it's going to be like the online stuff, Amazon, places like that.
It will probably not be on Amazon, at least to begin with, but it will be available through my website, and people can actually go onto my website right now, which is www.ultimate-vision.org, and pre-order the book. So, I mean, they have the ability to go do that right now if they want to. You know, go do that. I'd be more than happy to. But yes, we'll definitely be sending things out through social media and any other tools that we have available to make sure that people are aware when the book actually is available in print, and it will also be available as an ebook when it releases as well.
Awesome. Well, please keep us informed because I will make sure to share it. While we were on the break, I like to mess with the people in my chat room, and Nicole Hample is going to get one from you and autographed, and she's all excited. Of course, right about the time the book comes out, she's going to be a new mommy. And actually, we do
well,
have somebody calling
in. I can actually do her even one better. Not only will it be autographed, it will actually be pawgraphed.
There we go. See, Nicole will like that. Hey, actually, I have somebody that just lit up the thing, so we've got a quick question. Where'd they go? 770 number that called in. Come back up. Well, there was one person on the line that wanted to ask a question. We'll see if they come back up. I don't want to miss out on any questions.
And if anybody does have a question, you can shoot it to me via email, Steve, and I'll be more than happy to answer the questions and do all those
and
types
folks,
of things too.
On the Canine Sports Connection webpage where it talks about the show, if you click the See More or whatever it is tab underneath the article on the show, it'll take you right to his website. So we will definitely keep a link there. We're also going to put a link that the Friends of Canine Sports Connection, one of the last pages on our website. So you'll always be able to go find him. Because somebody could be – this is the great thing about podcasts, Clark. 2 years from now, somebody could listen to this show.
Oh, I know. It's great. It's awesome.
Yeah, the book could be out. You could write in your second book. All right, so my caller is back. Let me pull this up and see who this is.
Okay.
Hey, welcome to the Canine Sports Connection. Who is this?
It's Christy.
Oh, were you wanting to ask a question, or were you just calling to listen in?
No, I couldn't get in the chat room, but I did have some questions.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'll be more than happy
to answer them.
I have to apologize. This is my girlfriend, but she's my number one fan. So, but she actually does a lot with stuff that you'd be interested in. So, Miss Mills, go ahead, please.
Well, I was listening because I actually work with individuals with disabilities and have a variety of individuals who could definitely use a canine assistant guide dog. Number one, have you ever kept a dog through its entire life? I mean, you said that you retired them after, you said, about 7 years, but do you keep them through their entire lifespan?
I have never kept a dog through their entire lifespan. The closest dog that I've had would have been Lacey, my working dog before Arby. He went to my wife's sister and brother-in-law and lived out the last 4 years of her life. And just as she was in the last stages of her life, we actually brought her home ourselves. We were on vacation visiting them over in northern Idaho and brought her back to my vet to then basically have her be diagnosed with early stages of stomach cancer and went through the whole process of then having her put down. But she was like 15, so. But that's the closest thing to actually going the whole full circle with the actual dog.
Okay. My other questions were, and actually Steve was ignoring me because I texted him this because I'm at work technically, so I couldn't get on the chat room. Now, as I mentioned, I do have quite a few participants who have visual impairments or who are blind. Where did you go through to get Lacey and to get your other dogs? What organization?
The organization is called Guide Dogs for the Blind, based out of Santa Rafael, California. If you go to guidedogsfortheblind.com, we'll get you onto their website. We'll give you all the information that you need as far as how to make application for obtaining and getting a dog. But I mean, the organization is called Guide Dogs for the Blind, based out of California.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you. And I didn't know if you'd answered that earlier because I got on a little bit late, but I appreciate the information.
Always glad to help and provide as much information as I can for people.
Okay, thank you so much.
She definitely has got a nice rung of folks that from all over that, you know, we've got one dog that we're working on just getting therapy approved because he's just got such a great spirit. You know, and she's got some kids with Down syndrome. She's got a lot of autistic kids that she works with, and he just – seems that just he's my biggest, you know, I have sporting dogs, I have competition athletic dogs, my biggest strongest dog could care less about any sports. So that may be calling is to be the therapy dog and go to work with her. And I know she told me the story about one kid that she's had that is autistic that, you know, has outbursts. And the day that she had Jax there, he was fine, you know, all day. He just liked playing with Jax.
That is awesome. Love to hear those kind of stories when a dog walks into a room and basically just touches somebody, and it's just so cool when you see that whole connection between person and animal. It's just cool.
Well, as that looks like that's going to wrap up our callers, thank you once again, Clark, so much for being on the show with us tonight. Give your website
Absolutely.
And all that information one more time for anybody out there.
Right. My name is Clark Roberts with Ultimate Vision. The website is www.ultimate-vision.org. You can go there to find out information about the book, about me, about speaking. If you want to email me directly, it is ultimatevision@live.com. 425-891-9008. I'm based out of Bellevue, Washington, off of the West Coast. And would be more than happy to talk to anybody about speaking and doing those kinds of things as things and opportunities come about.
And definitely, if you ever find yourself in the Atlanta area, please get in touch with me. I would love the opportunity to meet you, follow up, get a picture for our webpage, getting a chance to meet you and Arby. Again, Clark, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it. I look forward to when that book comes out.
Absolutely, Steve. I'll definitely keep you posted and let you know when the book comes out. And if I do get to Atlanta, I'll look you up and we'll go from there.
All right. I will send you an email with Nicole's information later tonight or tomorrow so that you can be in touch with her, because she's all excited because she's the one that raising the puppies. So, all right, sir. Well, you have a good night.
Absolutely.
And
thank
you for being on the show.
All
right. That was Clark Roberts. That was awesome. I'm telling you, it's just... It amazes me how dogs can just change people's lives. But, you know, you look at what he went through even before he got the dogs, and, you know, I get mortified if I put on 5 extra pounds and a pair of jeans doesn't fit, you know, and how that effectively makes you take a step back and look in the mirror and think about what's so important, you know, what's really important. That it's just awesome, you know, what he's been able to do and to keep going, and then to be able to not even just say, all right, I just have to deal with it. This is my burden. I'm just going to do that. But to turn it around into something so positive, that's why I love having these stories on the show. So, all right, folks, we are going to go into our Pet Pages event calendar. I'll be back with you here in just a second.
All right, it's time to talk about what's coming up. It is time for our event calendar. Our event calendar is brought to you by Pet Pages Atlanta. Pet Pages Atlanta, the number one resource directory for Atlanta pet lovers. This is the place to go, guys. If your local store does not have Pet Pages Atlanta, you need to go in and tell them. This is an awesome little book that's got everything you could possibly want. And for those of y'all that are outside the Atlanta area, there's one in Central Florida, Southeast Florida, Sarasota, Tampa Bay, there are Columbus, Ohio, Louisville, Kentucky, Philly, Pennsylvania, North New Jersey, Washington, D.C., and Virginia, Dayton, Ohio, and Cincinnati, Ohio. You can look for your Pet Pages in those areas. But this is brought to you by Pet Pages Atlanta. Make sure you check out the Pet Pages Atlanta event calendar. You're going to start seeing something called the Canine Sports Connection calendar. That's where we're going to post all of the events that we know about and share them with all of you. So that is the place to go to find out what's going on in the dog world.
All right, our Pet Pages Atlanta event calendar is starting to really fill up. On Friday the 14th, there is the Mostly Mutts Indoor Yard Sale at the Sprayberry Shopping Center. There is the Lakewood 400 Antiques Market. That's happening in Cumming, Georgia. And then there is the DIGB Book Signing at Yawns Books and More in Canton, Georgia. On Saturday, March 15th, you heard about it right here on the Canine Sports Connection. It is the Badass Dash at Stone Mountain. Check out our Facebook page. The code is still valid. If you and your dog want to enter the first of its kind canine division of an obstacle course race, the Badass Dash is set up. Go check out our Facebook page. That's this Saturday. Also, there is the Atlanta St. Patrick's Day Parade. It is Adopt a Greyhound Atlanta. That all is happening on Saturday, March 15th. And on the 16th at Piedmont Park, it is the Doggy Dash 5K Run and Walk. Then next weekend, the 22nd, Georgia SPCA Run for the Rescue, the 5K Fun Run and Festival, a parade of rescues, the Atlanta Golden Retriever Club, and they're still having the Mostly Mutts Indoor Yard Sale. So make sure you check out stuff on Pet Pages Atlanta. You can also check it out at our website, www.caninesportsconnection.com, so you can see what's happening in your area. Make sure you check them out and get out there and do something with your dog. All right, to wrap things up this week, it's been a beautiful week here in Georgia. Had so much fun now with the dogs, doing a little free work with the rain. Caught my little headbutt, got a big fat lip, but had a great time with it. And I cannot wait, folks. I've been working on that shit like 6 months. You better call in. If you can't call in, email me at caninesportsconnect@gmail.com. Get in the chat room. Go to www.caninesportsconnection. Go to very last week. Send an email that way. If you have questions, we have got the president of Primal on the show to answer your questions. So make sure that you are with us next week, guys. We need to get that done. I don't want it to be just me and him and Dan talking. Now, I had to go through a lot to get the president of a food company on. So make sure that you're here with us, because next week on the 18th of March, we are doing the show raw. You guys have a great time. Get out there and do something with your dog.
Attention owners of the big, athletic, high-energy dogs. If you're sick of all the daily walks and all the fetch games, and if you really hate throwing money away on easily destroyed toys, and if you are ready to finally start letting your dog exercise himself, then I am about to change your life. Hey folks, this is Steve from right here at the Canine Sports Connection, and I'm here to tell you about the Varsity Ball. This is the world's first 110% guaranteed indestructible dog toy. It has been tested on world-class canine athletes, military and police canine officers, and even full-grown lions and tigers. Thousands have been sold, and exactly zero, that's right, zero, have been busted. Listen, I was a little skeptical too until I got one for my dogs and I saw the Varsity Ball in action myself. Team Southern Charm has had it for over a year now, and it is still going strong. This thing is beyond tough. It is completely unbreakable. And if your dog does manage to destroy one, the folks at Varsity Pets will replace it for free, and they will refund 10% of your original purchase price. You have absolutely nothing to lose. See, the great thing is that the Varsity Ball was designed to provide your dog with an exhausting, full-body workout, all without any human interaction. That's right. You take the ball outside, you turn it over to your high-energy dog, and he works himself into an absolute frenzy, pushing it around, pulling it, dragging it, wrestling with it, hurting it. He does everything he can with it, except destroy it. It is just too big, too tough, and too bad. They can't figure it out, and it drives them crazy. But guys, don't even believe me. I want you to go to Facebook, to Varsity Pets. I want you to go to www.varsitypetsonline.com. See it for yourself. There are dozens of real-life customer videos of dogs playing with Varsity Balls. The videos don't lie. The dogs really do exercise themselves. And now, for a limited time only, you can get your Varsity Ball for $10 off. Just visit www.varsitypetsonline.com. Use the coupon code STEVE. That's the capital letters STEVE. I'm giving you 10 bucks. Save an automatic $10 discount. But hurry, supplies are limited. Get your Varsity Ball today. The Varsity Ball by Varsity Pets. Thousands sold, zero busted.
Thank you for listening in today, and be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. This has been a Varsity Pets presentation of the Canine Sports Connection, where sports has gone. It all.